SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on November 10th, 2011. And today I want to talk about the Word of God, what the Word of God says regarding the last days, because we are seeing the Word of God being fulfilled in our world today. Just as Jesus said, just as the apostles and the prophets had written hundreds and thousands of years ago, it's being fulfilled in our day. And if you have eyes to see, you can see it. If you have ears to hear, you can hear what the Spirit is saying today, how we must be prepared for the coming of the Lord and have our garments pure, unspotted, unwrinkled, without any blemish or any such thing. And the only way to do that is by yielding to the power of God through the Holy Spirit because of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection on the cross. And what God is looking for in his sons and daughters is Jesus, is the very life of Jesus, and we need to have our flesh crucified and buried. And today on the phone I have Mike Bradford, a man of God from Joplin, Missouri. Mike, are you there?
Greetings and salutations to everybody out there. I'm glad to be here. Back to you, Trevor.
Well, Mike, I want to share about the apostasy. This is one of the most serious things in my mind and heart about these days that we're in. It's not the earthquakes, it's not the catastrophic storms, it's not the unprecedented economic collapse that's rippling all over the world right now. It's the people that are profess faith in Christ that are walking away from the Lord. And they're still religious. They may even quote the scripture and have these great big ministries and TV ministries, radio, and so on. But an amazing thing is happening. They're forsaking the Lord, and they're creating a religion of flesh, of man, through the strength of man, and they're walking away from the Word of God, and they're not even talking about the coming of the Lord in these days. And this is what the apostles and Jesus have talked about, what we would see in the last days.
That's right.
I want to read a scripture from Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 3, it says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Now, Mike, there's a lot of people that have, you know, a doctrinal understanding, a mindset about the last days that they don't believe they'll be here. They believe that they're going to be raptured away before the second coming of Christ. And personally, I don't believe that. I believe the scriptures teach that there's a day when the trumpet sounds and the Lord sends his angels and gathers the elect from the far ends of heaven throughout the earth. And here Apostle Paul's telling us that there's going to be a falling away first before that day of the Lord comes. And the man of sin is revealed.
Right.
So this shows us the importance of realizing that we're going to see the religious system not in a healthy state, but actually Jesus asked, will he find faith when he returns? We have people teaching today, they're called dominionists. They believe they're going to conquer the world. They talk about seven mountain mandate. They're going to take over the arts and the government and business and all these different things. And they think they're going to reform society without the gospel, without proclaiming the cross of Jesus. And this is what we're seeing, Mike. There's these common observations that I'm noticing. And one of the key things, Mike, is I'm noticing is that they're minimizing the importance of doctrine. Have you noticed that?
Yes, doctrine is giving them the less of it. Just giving them a license to preach and spew out all their demonic doctrine to lead people astray. I tell you, there's a lot of that going on. We just seen Oprah Winfrey step into the church with that movie producer by her side over there at Lakewood. And I'm using the name for everybody, Lakewood, where Pastor Smiles is the pastor at. And they cheered on to her like she was some goddess. I tell you, that woman is no more a goddess than I'm the man in the moon. She's just innocent person and is lost, but they give her all this credibility. Oh, she's so great. Well, they need to read, like you were saying, Trevor, the people needs to see what the Word of God has to say about it. Because she's not walking with the Lord. She's walking with some other demonic entity out there that is leading her astray, as well as other people. And this is what's going on. I just use her because she was just in the limelight over the weekend. And we're seeing more and more people come up. There's a guy in, there's another one. There's a man in him and his wife in Australia. He proclaims to be Christ. Mm-hmm. And his wife's name is Mary. Now, that's ludicrous. The whole thing, I mean, that's just all hogwash. But there's people, like you said, that are, they just think he is the cat's meow of Christianity now. Mm-hmm. Because he's telling them all the stuff that they want to hear. And that's what we've got going on today here in this nation. And like you said, Trevor, the apostasy is happening right under our noses.
Yes.
Come on, people, let's wake up and see what's going around us. And like Trevor was saying, get into the Word. See what the Word of God has to say. You don't hear many folks that are out ministering today. Correct me if I'm wrong, Minister Trevor. But the people that are out here ministering today, they just give part of the Scripture. They don't give you the full entire Scripture. They give you just a little bit of the truth and a whole lot of lie.
Right.
Trevor?
Well, Mike, you know, we have a church which is a called out people. That's of Jesus Christ. This is the church that Jesus said that he would build and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. But there's another church. I call it the Church of the Tares. And that's the work of Satan. He is planted among the wheat of the Lord that's truly authentically born again by the Word of God. Born again of the Spirit. Being born from above and not just of the earth. And we have a false religious system and we have a true religious people that follow Jesus Christ, they are disciples. They follow their Lord. They are bought with a price by the precious blood of Jesus. And people have to decide which church are they going to be part of, Mike. And you were talking about Joel Osteen. Now, he's considered to be the America's pastor.
Oh, yeah, Pastor Smiles. Because Pastor Smiles throws a lot of sugar on the Fruity Tooty Fruit Loops. You know, he throws all that sugar out there. You can be who you want to be right now at this age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say anything to Scriptures, and I'm going to say something, and it might offend people, but it's the truth. His dad that founded that ministry, and he's rolling over in his grave. I'm telling you, folks, that it is not what he was brought up. But see, he was brought up by some religious devil on the side because, see, he's throwing all this sugar out there. He will not, and there's others, but I'm just using him as the example, he won't pinpoint on something and take a stand for something. He'll hit all around it, but he'll never give a definite stand what the Word of God has to say about it.
Right, and don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Satan comes to tempt. And even Jesus himself was tempted of the devil in the wilderness. This is recorded in Matthew 4 and Luke chapter 4. But Jesus did not succumb to the temptation of the devil. And the devil was leading Jesus to be independent of the will of the Father by turning the stones into bread so he could eat, because he was fasting at that time.
That's right.
And he was tempting Jesus to take the glories of the world. But yet Jesus knew that he would suffer. And he was the humble servant of the Lord that was going to taste death for every man and bring salvation. And then Jesus Christ is exalted. He first humbled himself unto the point of death. And this is why God the Father has exalted his own Son, Jesus Christ, given him a name above every name, that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But listen, I'm just saying that Joel Osteen was tempted by Satan and apparently has succumbed because of the wealth for the honor of man. But we all, as disciples of Jesus, have to decide, do we want the honor of man or the honor of God?
Right.
And so this is why we're seeing Joel Osteen. I mean, I believe he's either complete deceiver or he's absolutely deceived. He's either one or the other or both. And to have Oprah Winfrey, as you pointed out, she's lost. She denies Jesus Christ. She does not believe the record that God gave of his own son, that eternal life is in the son. This is in 1 John chapter 5. She is one of the greatest false prophetesses in history. She preaches the gospel of the serpent, that you would become a god, or you are a Christ. So what we're talking about, Mike, is so true that we need to study the scripture, because the scriptures are true. They weren't, wasn't this book, we call the Bible, was not written by man. It was the Spirit of God breathed upon these prophets, and they wrote as inspired by the Holy Spirit. This is the very Word of God, and it does not lie. There is no lie in it. And it was told us of these things, that there'd be deceivers and liars. So, in Romans 16:17, it says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good works and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple." So, this is our warning. You know, doctrine is very important. What is doctrine, Mike, but just teaching? It's the scriptures teaching.
Yeah, it's a teaching, it's a checkpoint. You know, you get it based on your doctrine, and you get rooted and grounded in the Word of God, and you stay that course. It is the, also, it's the plumb line. The Word, it says in the Word, I think it's over in Psalms, that the Word is the plumb line of life. You know, that's what, you know what a plumb line is, folks, and I'm a carpenter by trade. A plumb line uses by gravity that weight. It'll show you what is perfectly straight up and down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
It'll come to true center. It'll come every time. I don't care if the house is turned upside down. It'll always come back to true center. The way true center is, the plumb of everything. You know, it's got to be plumb. And, you know, our lives have got to be plumb, you know. It's got to be plumb and leveled by the Word of God. Because here again, if you're building let's say you're going to build a high-rise, and you're going up 100 stories, okay? If you do not, in your foundation and the basement area, the foundation of that building, if it is not perfect, I mean squared, level, and plumb, by the time it gets up to the... By the time it gets up to the 100th story, and you keep compromising and fudging, it'll be the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Right.
Okay? I know of a building down in Orlando, Florida. I'm not going to mention the name of it. But it leans to the north a foot and a half. You can't see it by the naked eye, but it leans a foot and a half to the north. It won't fall over. But, you see, a lot of compromise was going in there. And that's the same thing with what you're saying, Trevor. There is still going on a lot of compromising of the gospel, whatever feels good, preach a doctrine that makes everybody happy, you know, go prophesy all the new stuff, all the gadgets, money. You just serve God, he is just going to just bring up the Brinks truck into your front door and dump off money every morning. Well, that's a lie from the pits of hell.
Yes.
But this is the lie that's being brought out here in America right now. And in the economy the way it is, this stuff isn't working out, and people are getting a little upset. But I believe, like you said, Trevor, with the broadcast today and other broadcasts that you and I will be doing in the near future, people are going to start waking up to the reality of what's really going on.
Well, we need to, Mike. We need to realize that through these coming days of judgment of the Lord, with his wrath is burning upon the wicked and the disobedient, God is looking for people to repent and acknowledge the truth. And God doesn't have pleasure that people would be perishing, but he wants all to come to repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth. So that's what God's doing. And we need to study the scripture, follow our Lord Jesus Christ, and make that decision not to be the church of the terrors, but the true church of Jesus Christ, which is a called out people that are different, distinct, holy by the very power of God. So we were talking about doctrine and studying the scripture, because it'll never lead you astray. And you can put everything to a test by what the scriptures say. Paul, I mean, I'm just looking at the scripture here, blueletterbible.org, how many times the Bible's talking about doctrine. Now, I'm not talking about being heady. We're just a bunch of head knowledge and straining over commas and dots and things like this. But I'm talking about ABC, simple, what the Bible says. You know, don't go to the left, don't go to the right, but walk in the straight and narrow way. And now we're finding people mocking the true doctrine and coming into really weird doctrines. And they're deviating from the purpose of the kingdom of God that's already established that we see in the scripture. And they're becoming, another thing that we're seeing, Mike, is these false leaders that are not submitted to Christ is merging with the government. They're focusing, they're not like good soldiers, faithful.
Come on.
But they're going into the wrong battle, and they're wrong devices. That's wrong. And this is what Psalms 2 talks about, how there'll be the kings of the earth and the religious leaders merging, bonding together against the Lord and against his Christ, and will not submit to his lordship. But they're admonished to kiss the Son, lest they perish when his wrath is kindled but a little. But blessed are the ones that put their trust in the Lord. And that's what we're praying, that people put their trust in the Lord no matter what happens in these days, Mike. Because there will be great calamities and volcanoes going off and fearful sights in the heavens. Men's hearts will be failing them. Delusion such as never known. I mean, false Christ, as you mentioned, false prophets and apostles, false teachers. People denying the Lord that bought them, walking away from Jesus. And that's what we're seeing. That's why you want to be prepared and be strong in the Lord.
I just went over here to my Webster's Dictionary for the Bible, and on doctrine, this is what it says. It says, in a general sense, whatever is taught, hence a principle or position of in any science. Whatever is laid down as true by an instructor or master. The doctrines of the gospel are the principles or truths taught. There it is, principles or truths taught by Christ and his apostles. The doctrines of Plato are the principles which he taught. Since a doctrine may be true or false, it may be mere intent or opinion. But here there is doctrines of the gospel are principles or truths taught by Christ and his apostles.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're talking about. This is what we're talking about here this evening on this broadcast. Jesus, in the gospels, that was the teachings. That was the doctrine that Jesus laid down in the parables and in the word. And another thing, folks, I'm gonna say this. You're not going to like what I'm getting ready to say. I love you enough to tell you. But, you know, the Bible is the number one best bookseller in the United States. Now, what they're doing with it is not reading the Word, because if the people that bought all these Bibles were really reading the Word and being taught and getting into the Word, this nation would be in a far better place than what it is. There's a lot of people that has read the Word and put it down and walked on. How much time do you spend in the Word of God compared to the TV? Uh-oh. How much time do you spend in the Word? Because if you don't know what's in the Word of God, somebody can come along and give you a false doctrine and you'll believe it because it appeases your flesh. Go ahead, Trevor.
Well, Mike, you know, what I want to say there to our listeners, if you really have, be honest now, if you really have no interest in the scripture, or you read the scripture and you find you don't get anything out of the word, that is an indicator that there's something wrong with your heart. It's a heart issue. If you read the parable of the sower and the seed in Matthew chapter 13, Jesus was talking to a great crowd of people, and he was explaining this, that if your heart is shallow and you hear the word of God and you may even get all excited about the word of God, but because you don't understand it, Satan, literally the forces of darkness, will literally come and steal the word of God that was sowed in your heart, and it won't produce anything. You'll be lost. Or others that hear the word and it grows for a while, but it's very shallow in their heart and it doesn't really take root. And Mike, weeds come, and in other cases the lusts of the world, the cares of life, choke the word, and it becomes fruit. No fruit. So really, if you're in this state, be honest and go to the Lord, because it's only the Lord that can change your heart. But he can change your heart. There's hope. So if you're sitting before the TV box, the false prophet, television that tells you can sin and not be judged, then you know they show you every type of sin, but they never show, rarely do they ever show you the judgment. But the Bible's clear. God's not mocked. What you sow to your flesh, you shall reap to the flesh.
Amen.
And if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap.
Go ahead.
Well, so if you dump in all this lie into your mind and into your soul, and then you rarely have the word of truth, what will be the effect? You have to look at this. This is your salvation. This is what God has given you. And you need to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God that works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. We would need to take heed to these things, Mike.
That's right. I want to interact one thought into that. I heard a compilation. I like listening to a lot of Christian compilations. That's music with preaching. And this one minister today that I heard, I never heard it before, or if I did hear it, it really didn't get into my spirit like it did today. He said, if you 20 to 30, no, he said back, into the early 1920 and 1910 era to 2025, but even in the 30s, if the people did the stuff on the TV that they do now and watch, at that time, the prisons would be full because it was against the law at that time to do that. Society, like you said, has gotten a hardened heart because they don't want to live by the word of God. They want to live by their flesh. So what happens, the enemy, is for all these years, since about 19, I don't know how long TV's been around, but since TV's been around, it's slowly been indoctrinating people with falsifying the gospel. Hey, you're your own person. You know, there's nothing wrong with a woman showing herself on TV and men are lusting at it. Look at the beer commercials. You don't see some obese woman on there on a beer commercial. Mm-hmm. Or the woman over there puking her guts out behind the picnic table. No, you see some very attractive, very slightly dressed, skimpy dressed women on there advertising. You know, come on, folks. I mean, I can just go on. There's other things. But it's nothing but from the pits of hell. I'm not saying it's wrong to watch, not watch TV. I watch TV now and then, but I'm not glued to the TV set, the blue-eyed demon. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we really need to stay in a place of submission to the Lord and sensitive to the Spirit. And you don't want to, the Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And it says, do not quench the Holy Spirit. And the thing is, when you continue in the way of darkness and continue to sin and grieve the Lord, comes a time when you've just quenched the Lord completely. And you don't want to go there. Because Jesus said that the love of many, because sin increases, the love of many will wax cold. The heart becomes like a hardened, callous rock. And when that happens, you're basically really turned over to believe the lies that are coming in these days. And we don't want that to happen to you. Well, Mike, I want to read a scripture out of Ephesians chapter 2 that really spoke to me this week. And this is Apostle Paul writing, and you hast he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's all of us. We were all dead in our trespasses and sins. And it says, where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. And it says, among whom we all had our conduct in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And I love this scripture, Mike. This shows the picture of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. But there's the way of the world, the course of the world. And it's the broad, wide way that leads to death and destruction. But God's calling you to walk the straight and narrow way up that leads to life, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So the Spirit of God is calling you now to turn from your wicked ways and be washed.
Yeah.
be cleansed and drink of the wells of salvation that are offered freely by faith in Jesus Christ. That's awesome, Mike.
Amen.
And we're surrounded by these literal forces of the prince of the power of the air. It's a spirit that's working in the children of disobedience that hate God, that are opposed to God. They're people of the world. And we cannot be, like Mike, you were sharing just today. I believe it was today that we cannot be a friend of the world and a friend of God. You're either going to be a friend of God and be an enemy of the world, but you cannot be a friend of the world and be a friend of God. Because they're opposites.
Trevor, the word also says that if they hated Jesus, they're going to hate us. Because it's the Spirit of the living God, Jesus Christ, that is supposed to be coming out of our mouths when we speak the words of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Then when the Holy Ghost is speaking, that's when the power of God takes place. See, this is what's lacking in the whole nut in a nutshell. These people are popping off these false doctrines, and false all this other stuff, all this other gobbledygook, like you were saying, the rapture stuff. Hey, yeah, that's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen sometime. But you can't, you know, get major on it. You got to move on. But there's people that are majoring on this thing, ready, checked it, got their bags packed, and the spiritual bags packed, ready to get on the train to heaven, you know. I'd love to do that, too, but there's people every day that you see the cemeteries, people are dying to get into them places, get it?
They're dying
to get in there, you know. That's the only way you're going to make it into a cemetery is because of your death, physical death. We're all going to die. All of our souls will be required of us at His chosen time. I don't know when that's going to be. You know, 6 months ago, there was 180 people that got raptured out in death when they were here in Joplin, Missouri. Come on, folks. You know, we got to go and be about the Father's business. I'm talking to the Christians that are out here. Are you about the Father's business or about your business? What are you doing? If you're really, really, truly saved, you have made a covenant with God, and you've got to keep that covenant by being a doer of the Word. If you don't know the Word, then you can't be a doer, and then you're a hearer, and hearers are not going to make it into heaven. You've got to be the doer of the Word. That's the obedience. That's being submissive, because you turn your will and your life over to the care of Jesus Christ, 110%, no hidden agendas. It's all about Him. Are you eating, sleeping, and drinking Him? I mean, this is metaphorically speaking. Are you thinking about Him all the time? Are you praying on your knees? Are you in the secret places? You know, your secret place with the Lord, praying and interceding for other people beside yourself? Come on. This is what Trevor is trying to bring across to you and I here this evening at this broadcast at this hour, that it's time to get off your blessed assurances and start being the doer of the Word. Because you're not, you know, the hell, I'm going to tell you right now, hell was not made for man. It was made for the fallen angels. You know what the fallen angels were? I'm going to clue you in. They were disobedient. So that means that any man or human here on earth that's defiling God and being totally disobedient, guess what? You're going to be at the big barbecue. You're going to be in hell and at the lake of fire because you're wanting to be disobedient. But if, you know, you say you're a Christian and you live like the world 6 days a week and you go into church on Sunday and you sit there listening to Pastor Smiles or Prophet Whistlebridges do all what they're going to do, and you say, I'm saved, I checked out my time card, cha-chink, I punched the clock, I did what I was supposed to do, now I can go live like hell 6 days a week again. It doesn't work that way. You will bust hell wide open. And this is what we're not wanting you to do. We are wanting you to come and get your heart right with the Lord. It's a heart issue, folks. The hardened heart will send you to hell. You send yourself to hell. The Lord isn't sending you to hell. You send yourself to hell by being disobedient. Trevor?
Mike, there's many, many, many people that are in the valley of decision. And the Lord is calling people to choose life. Don't choose death. He's given you His only begotten Son. And whoever would believe on Him would not perish, that shall have everlasting life.